USDA confirming New World screwworm in the U.S. and a new tool in the toolbox for Michigan's sugar beet growers. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News, brought to you by Verpixo Fungicide from Corteva Agriscience, a novel mode of action to protect sugar beets. A flesh-eating livestock pest eradicated from the U.S. decades ago has resurfaced in South Texas, prompting an immediate federal response from USDA. Andy Eubank has more.
Wednesday night, the USDA received official confirmation of the first case of New World screwworm in Texas. It's been confirmed in the umbilical cord of an eight-week-old calf in La Pryor, Texas. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins talked about her agency's reaction, which is already underway.
We are taking immediate action this afternoon and evening, has already begun to deploy to contain and eradicate this case of the New World screwworm in South Texas. We have, number one, formed a unified incident command team with the Texas Animal Health Commission and deployed our APHIS response team and personnel to the area. They are already on the ground. We have established a 20-kilometer infested zone around the detection and implementing quarantines, movement controls, and surveillance in this area. We have expedited targeted release of the sterile New World screwworm flies, which is how we solve for the issue, of course, by immediately deploying 4 million ground release chambers in the area, in addition to the 4 million sterile flies per week already being released aerially in the area.
Rollins emphasized this is not a food safety issue.
Top line, this pest does not cause any sort of a food safety issue. It is not a disease, but simply an insect that feeds on living tissues. Once removed and cleaned, animals treated early enough, including the calf that we're talking about the eight-week-old bovine, that calf and those animals, if they're treated early enough, will recover and are safe to enter the food supply system.
The Ag Secretary added the New World screwworm is primarily transmitted through animal movement, which is why producers in the area need to follow all guidelines.
The call to action here, the response to this pest, will entail our producers and companion animal owners to follow animal movement guidelines and restrictions and not move animals near the zone without proper treatment and inspections in place. This fly typically moves great distances because humans move animals, not because the fly flies to new areas. This is a really important point. The only way this spreads is through animal movement. It's not because the fly flies tens of miles or hundreds of miles on its own. For us to contain this pest in the limited area where it currently exists will entail everyone respecting the common good of all Texas producers and following our protocols and our animal movement restrictions.
Rollins said this isn't just a cattle or livestock issue. Pet owners in the southern states need to keep a close eye on their domestic animals too.
This is not just a livestock issue. It's not just a cattle issue. It is a pet issue as well. And in fact, in some of the cases that have been found within 20, 30, 60 miles of the Mexican border in Mexico, many of those were feline cats and dogs. So the pet issue is really, really important. We have deployed additional trained USDA dogs down to the border that will be working with all crossing and all pets that are crossing, and we'll be limiting those pretty significantly now going forward.
We'll continue to keep an eye on this story. For more information at any time, go to screwworm.gov. I'm Andy Eubank.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit greenstonefcs.com to learn more.
For over a century now, Michigan sugar beet growers have waged an ongoing war against a devastating foliar disease.
Cercospora leaf spot is one of the most economically damaging foliar pathogens of sugar beets.
That's Ryan Heumann, a field scientist with Corteva Agriscience. He says the disease restricts a plant's ability to photosynthesize, directly destroying both tonnage and sucrose levels. In fact, this disease can slash yields and cost producers upwards of $700 per acre. Heumann explains just how quickly an outbreak of Cercospora leaf spot can devastate a sugar beet crop if left unchecked.
impact?
Depending on the environment, humidity, moisture, it really can blow up. And like you can have an epidemic. And if you don't manage that with fungicides or genetic resistance, if it's left unchecked, it'll start to rob farmers of their sugar beet yields as well as sugar quality at the end of the year. So it can be pretty devastating if left unmanaged.
Compounding the issue, repeated exposure has caused the disease to build resistance to traditional fungicides and genetic traits. But this growing season, Michigan sugar beet growers have a brand new fungicide that offers a completely unique mode of action.
Corteva just happened to develop an all new one that's never been used in sugar beet or frankly in a lot of other crops in the U.S. So the product name is called Verpixel, and the active ingredient is fluoropicoxamid. And essentially, it's a all new mode of action for sugar beets, a frac group 21, which is a quinone inside inhibitor, so a QII.
Heumann emphasizes that introducing this new class of chemistry is vital for extending the effectiveness of a sugar beet grower's entire integrated pest management strategy.
So really, we're bringing a new tool to the toolbox for growers to use and implement and incorporate into their leaf spot management programs to help give these other fungicides a little bit of a break. So it'll be great and should help to prevent resistance development and also manage that if used appropriately.
Verpixo fungicide is fully registered and available for this growing season. To learn more about Verpixo fungicide and protecting your yield, visit corteva.us/Verpixo. Or contact your local Corteva territory manager.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier, online at johnnytruss.com.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Another dry day over Michigan, but I think we're starting to run out of those a little bit. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at that Michigan farm forecast. Through the afternoon today, we're going to start to see a little bit of moisture develop over far eastern parts of Minnesota, western Wisconsin. Eventually, this will work into the UP, probably towards sunset, western UP. And this will continue to track eastward through Lake Michigan through the first part of tomorrow. You get the idea. This will likely be the last fully dry day of this stretch. As we move into tomorrow, rain will show up here. Rain showers are going to be light to start, but I think there is a chance for some stronger thunderstorms to make it across Lake Michigan tomorrow afternoon and evening and hit western Michigan. Rains continue then overnight into a Saturday morning, and there can be several rounds of embedded strong thunderstorms in there. One in southwestern parts of lower Michigan and one northern tip of the thumb and in that Saginaw Bay area. So we're going to be kind of paying attention to that. Definitely big rains are potential in there. Anywhere from 1/4 to 1.5 inches of rain out of the moisture that comes through from overnight tonight right on through the Saturday morning time frame. Then we just are left with some lingering cloud cover, hit and miss moisture for the balance of Saturday. Not a lot of coverage there. And going into the rest of the weekend, we see a focal point of moisture shifting a little bit farther to the south. So I think Saturday clears out overnight. Sunday should turn out partly to mostly sunny. Next week, Monday mostly dry, but Tuesday hit and miss scattered showers are back. Another 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch there with 100% coverage. Drier for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then moisture coming back late the weekend of the 13th, 14th. And I think we see on again, off again moisture for a large part of the week of the 15th. I'm still going to call this timely rain, though, over most of an area that had been dry for a good chunk of the past couple of weeks. I'm Ryan Martin.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st, a 2020 Peterbilt, Sewergent, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Michigan Ag Today News is also built by Johnny Truss.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, built stronger, built smarter.
A fourth straight day of sell-offs for the grain markets across the board. Here with more is Andy Eubank and Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. They spoke at the close of trade Wednesday.
Another day to start this week and another sell-off, even though, Tom, we did see some glimmers of hope that markets might move a little higher on the session, but it was a weak one, and it appears maybe this week's doing some chart damage.
No, you hit the nail on the head, Andy. Chart damage, you're absolutely right. Well, in the case of old crop corn, what are we, just about 3 cents away from making new contract lows? But so far, you know, you look around, okay, we've got no Chinese business, such as, you know, the administration was suggesting a few weeks ago. Weather appears to be pretty good. There might be some dryness starting to develop in Indiana, Ohio, but points further west appear to be in pretty good shape, and they're going to see some pretty decent beneficial moisture. So right now, I think you've got the specs and the long funds on the ropes here, and they're liquidating. You look at the wheat market, Russia's raising their wheat crop. We've got some beneficial moisture on the way to the spring wheat areas. And the soybean market, well, once again, no Chinese business. Old crop beans, you know, we've got more than enough to go around. No new crop business to speak of.
Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, July corn down 9 cents to 431.5. September corn 7.75 lower, 440.25. July soybeans losing 11.25 to 11.54. August beans 10.75 lower, 11.58.25. And July wheat falling 15.75 to 587.25. June live cattle down $1.05 on Wednesday to 246.62, but June lean hogs up 35 cents to 96.05. Be sure to bookmark our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com, your home for all the latest Michigan farm news and up-to-the-minute market information. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.